Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting edition of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to try a Petit Pinotage wine. Now, the Petit, as you may recall from, about a month or two ago, we tried for the first time a Pinotage wine, and that was the Man Pinotage wine, called Man, or M-A-N. And I had a choice between that one and the Petit wine. Well, we tried that one, and it was actually pretty good. First time I'd ever had a Pinotage wine. And I figured tonight we'll try the other one, which has been sitting on the shelf here for quite a while. So that's what we're going to do tonight. First of all, if you're joining me here for the first time, I want to welcome you. And if you're a regular, I want to welcome you in the chat. Let me see who's in the chat, first of all. We have Nancy. Nancy's in the chat. Nancy, it's great to see you. How are you doing? It's great to see you, Nancy. And Nancy says the group is watching at the Holdermans. All right. Welcome. Welcome all. Let's see. My wonderful wife, Chi, is in the chat. Hi, Chi. Hi, honey. How are you doing? And, of course, we will be checking all the chats going across the streams here. Of course, we do multi-stream this. You can, of course, watch it at drinkwithrick.com. You can watch it on Facebook, here on Facebook, and on Facebook page at Drink with Rick. You can also catch it on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. And, of course, you can watch it on Twitch. Twitch is Savoya Media, but you can see it live on Twitch and interact with me there. We have the chat going there as well. And you can also catch us on Periscope via Twitter at Drink with Rick. That's our Twitter account, Drink with Rick. So you can catch us all of those places, of course, at drinkwithrick.com. And, of course, you can always contact me. You can chat with me live on any of those streams or except on the website. On the website, we actually don't have a chat going there, but you can watch on the website and you can leave comments below on the page below. And I'll read your comment. I'll be happy to read your comments and respond to those as well. Also, you can contact me at rick@savoyamedia.com, down the bottom there, rick@savoyamedia.com. So there are many, many ways to get in touch with me. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great show. And as I mentioned before, we're going to open this Petit Pinotage wine. But I want to tell you about things that have gone on this week. And, of course, we're going to toast birthdays and national days. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be great. So stick around. Stick around. Tell me what you're drinking in the chat. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you would like to be drinking. Tell me what you'd like to see me drink. And we'll see if we can't make that happen at some point in a future wine stream. So without too much, introduction here. We've gone on already a couple of minutes on the introduction. Let's go ahead and introduce the wine. Tonight we're drinking this. This is the Pinotage. This is the Petit. This is a 2018 Pinotage wine. This is a Ken Forrester wine. And this is from Stellenbosch, in South Africa, actually. And let me get you a shot of the back side of this wine, because I'm going to read the back end of it, and we're going to learn a little bit more about this wine. This is the back of the wine. I'm going to read this to you. Petit Pinotage Red Wine, Ken Forrester. It says, in a perfect world... Oh, I have to read it like the old movie trailers from the 90s, right? In a perfect world. In a world. It says, in a perfect world, we would all be happily, gainfully employed. All agriculture would naturally be sustainable and processes environmentally friendly. This is our goal. Follow our journey as we strive to achieve this balance in our community. As from KenForresterWines.com, this is produced and bottled by Forrester Vineyards in Stellenbosch. It is a product of South Africa. There is a 14% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle of Pinotage wine. And, I want to make a note that this Pinotage, once again, This was the one that we were looking at two different Pinotage wines before, and I gave a little introduction to what Pinotage actually is. If you've never heard of Pinotage, what it is it is a grape. It's not really a hybrid grape. It's more of a kind of a cross grape, blended grape, I guess you'd say, of a Pinot Noir and a Meritage wine. What used to be called Meritage wine is now really known more as a Saison grape. So it's a blend of a Pinot Noir and a Saison or Meritage, and that name is really sort of a blend of those two. So that's how you get a Pinotage wine. Now, that grape, that blend kind of originated in South Africa. It's actually from South Africa, which is very interesting. So that's why you find both of these wines that we tried are from South Africa, and that's what they're known for. Now, it does have a little bit of a reputation for being a little bit, tasting a little bit on the, I want to say burnt side, I should say, for lack of a better term. But they've really refined the grapes over the years, and they've refined their winemaking processes for the grapes. So it's really, you get some pretty nice wines out of those. And it has developed into its own little niche, if you will, for grapes. So we're going to try this out here in just a moment or two. And to go with it, I'm going to be pairing it with some foods tonight. Now, I have a little bit of pizza. Now, because this wine's supposed to go pretty good with pizza and some grilled meats and I think some things like venison and lamb and other kinds of meats. But I have here a very eclectic collection here. I have some pizza. It's a leftover pizza from Pizza Hut, but it still should be okay. You know, leftover pizza sometime are the best, aren't they? Depends on the pizza, but this should be okay to try with the wine. I also have some ziti, and I have some pasta here. Down here. I don't want to slide off the plate, but this came from a party that I attended earlier this evening. I'll talk about that a little bit. And a meatball, really nice meatball. And I had a few of those at the party as well, probably a few more than I should have, but they're really good meatballs. We're going to try it out with that. A chicken wing, we have some sharp cheddar. This is extra sharp cheddar cheese and some, this is a pepper jack cheese. I don't know about pepper jack cheese. We'll try it out. And some of my wife's cheesecake. Now, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, we had I promised that I would try the cheesecake with a wine, and then I forgot to do it. This night, tonight, we're going to try to do it. Remind me. If I forget, jump in the chat and remind me, okay, because I don't want to forget that. So, and once again, I want to acknowledge everyone in the chat, and Nancy's in the chat with us, and Cheese in the chat. Courtney is in the chat. Courtney, it's great to see you. Good evening. How you doing? Stick around. And Courtney says, hey, Rick. Hi, right back at you, Courtney. She says, happy birthday, Courtney. I think she's keeping that. I think she's trying to keep that going. And Jonathan's in the chat. It's great to see you, Jonathan. I'm happy you're here and stick around. Missed you last week, but I'm glad you're here now. Let me see who's on YouTube. We had a bit of a problem. Valley Hounds is in YouTube tonight. Valley Hounds says, hey, Rickster. Hey, right back at you, Valley Hounds. And Valley Hounds says, happy birthday, Courtney. P.S. Matt, I'm needing more wine. Okay, we're going to keep this thing going on Courtney's birthday, aren't we? It's a running gag here. But I'm glad that that you're here, Valley Hounds, on YouTube. We missed you last week also, and you know that really was it wasn't my fault. It's YouTube's fault. We had some trouble last week getting the stream up on YouTube for some unknown reason. I tried to get it up there, but it didn't work. So that's why we didn't have the stream on YouTube last week, but it was everywhere else. Let's see what we have going on at Twitch. Not a whole lot going on Twitch at the moment. Not a lot on Twitter, Periscope. We'll come back to that. But I think most of the action here is happening on YouTube and Facebook. And we'll check back and forth. We'll check back and forth. So let's go ahead and open this wine. Now, once again, if you are just joining us here for the first time at Drink with Rick on Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. This is just something I'm doing for fun, not being paid. This is just something I'm doing for fun on a Saturday night because I like wine. I'm not a sommelier. I'm not a professional wine taster or pairer or anything like that. I'm just an everyman who likes to drink wine. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And I think a lot of people share that type of palate. Most people are not that, they're not professional wine drinkers. They're just regular people like you and me. So we're, you know, that's how it goes here. We just open the wine, enjoy it, taste it. You may not like what I like. I may not like what you like, but we'll find something that we like together. And, I also want to say, once again, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show, and I do have some show notes, but I don't always stick to them. I don't always adhere to them. I rely on everyone in the chat, on all of you in the chat, to carry the show, because the show is really not about me, and it's not all about the wine. This is about us, about you and me, about doing this together. So, and just to lay the ground rules, we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about religion, we don't talk about stuff like that. It's all good. It's all friends getting together, just having a good time. So that's what we're going to do tonight. So let's go ahead and open this bottle. Now, normally I have my trusty little corkscrew here, but we don't need it tonight because this is a screw cap bottle. And of course, to pour it into my Cooper's Hawk Genuine Crystal glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. And I have standing by my aerator, my trusty aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set that I purchased off Amazon from 1999, but it's actually pretty good. It's been a trusty item for me. So we're going to go ahead and open, let me set this aside for a moment. Open this bottle. Not much to that. And then we'll go ahead and put the aerator in. We'll let it breathe a little bit. We'll put the aerator in. And then we'll give it a little pour and then let it sit in the glass for a few moments. And there we go. There we go. We'll just try this for tasting first. And it's a medium-bodied wine, medium body. And it looks nice and clear. No sediment or anything like that. Not that I expected any, but it's good. Let's set that aside for just a second. Let's learn a little bit more about this wine before we actually get to the tasting. Now, I went up on Ken Forrester's site, and they have a lot of wines there, kenforrester.com, but they did not have this particular year of Petit Pinotage available. In fact, they didn't have any information on the Petit wines at all. I had to go to other sources to find it. Vivino has it for $10.95, and they have it listed on their website, and as well as a few reviews. I found on winesearcher.com the price on this wine varied a little bit, not too much, but a little bit, from $9.49 to $10.39. I think it was $12.99 is the highest I saw it here, and I think they had it for $121 for a case of 12 bottles. They had that available there. Let's see where else we have this wine listed. It is wine.co.za. They have it listed here. They don't have a price for it, but they have it listed. And it is supposed to be a 100% Pinotage wine. No blend. This is supposed to be 100% Pinotage grapes, which is good. And that's what the Man wine was that we tried before. So it should be good. And the wine origin, Stellenbosch. And now, the interesting thing here is that the alcohol content says 14% by volume. A couple of the sites that I went to had it at different 14.5%. There's 14% here in the New Zealand site. So That's it varies a little bit. And of course, as we discussed so many times before, you can't really trust the actual posted alcohol content in here. And I, as a matter of fact, I had a little bit of a discussion like that with some of my friends tonight at a party we went to, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I think we've had given this wine enough time to breathe a little bit. Let me see if I can get back to the chat here for just a moment and see what's going on there. Oh, Valley Hounds in YouTube. Valley Hounds says, no love lost. People need to know what works best with day-old Pizza Hut. That's true. That's true. I think, you know, everyone at some point is going to be pairing Pizza Hut pizza with a wine, right? So it's might as well give it a try, right? And Valley Hounds says, love your V-neck sweater. Share the designer with your fans. I hope it's in good shape here. I guess so. That's a Hollister. It's a Hollister sweater, and they don't make those this year. We tried to find a couple more of these in case something happened to this one, because this is sort of my trademark sweater here on the wine stream. But they didn't have any more of these V-necks this year. They have a kind of a crew neck style this year, and the V-necks they didn't have them, so I was a little disappointed in that. Courtney says, let's see, let me go back up here a little bit. Jonathan says, hey Rick, sorry I missed you last week. I'm sorry I missed you, Jonathan, and I'm glad you're here now. He says Courtney's aged a lot since these last few months. I don't think I want to get in the middle of that one, okay? Courtney says, oh, mercy, I must be at least 99 by now. And she says, LOL, you guys started that. Poor Courtney. Courtney says, the worst part is I don't even get a free piece of cheesecake, Chi. We'll continue that discussion in the morning. In a moment. I haven't had any wine yet, have I? All right, well, let's go ahead and try this wine. And let me give this a couple of whiffs before we go. Let me just double check. Okay, I think we're good. Okay, on the nose, it's kind of a little plummy on the nose. A lot of fruit in this wine. Very fruity. I can smell the cherry. And smells a little spicy. Maybe some blackberry. There's some blackberry in here too. Good a taste. Ooh, wow. Kind of full. It's a mix of berries, a mix of a lot of different berries. Try that again. Very cherry, and a little bit of blackberry. A lot of red fruit in here. I want to say there's a little strawberry in it. A little strawberry, and I think that's the third time I've tasted a strawberry in a wine, which surprised me. It does kind of taste strawberry. You know, it's dry, but it has a sweet one on the tongue. It tastes like it's going to be sweet, but then when it's going down, it's fairly dry, and which is interesting. Now, it's very, very smooth. It is very, very smooth. It is a little bit sweet, but it's a lot of spice. It's very spicy, this wine, and a little acidity on this. A little acidity, not much, but a few tannins. It is a little tannic, not a lot. It's just kind of a touch of that. It does, at least to me. We're going to try a little bit more of this, and then we'll try pairing it with some food. I think this is... I like this wine so far. I like this wine. I think I like it a little bit better than the other Pinotage we had, the man. Slight hint of something else too. And on the taste, I want to say that it's a lot of nice spice in it. very fruity. It's a little juicy, at first going down, but then it has a really nice finish, and it's a very smooth finish, very smooth. Yeah, I think this is a pretty well balanced wine. I'm impressed. It's a better Pinotage than I thought it would be. I like the first one. I like the Man Pinotage, but I actually like this one better. I actually think this Petit wine is better. So let's pour a little bit more of this, he said, and let's pair it with some food. So we'll go ahead and try pairing it with some food. And what I have here, let me change my shot here just a little bit. And where are my forks? My trusty forks. And my wife purchased these for me. Well, you know, I was using toothpicks, but my wife purchased these little forks. They're like the little party hors d'oeuvre forks. I should have pulled one of these out before the stream started, but I forgot. There we go. And these are cute little forks. So we're going to try that with this. You know what? I'm anxious to try the meatball with it. So we're going to give the meatball a try. I'm going to cut part of this, if I can, with this little fork. Oh, what the heck. I'll just eat the whole thing. These meatballs are great. That's a spicy meatball. This, it's not bad. It's not bad. Not bad with the meatball, the pairing. It's not too bad. A little bit, I'd say a little bit, I don't know what would go with the, because it has a sauce on it. This meatball does. I don't know if the sauce is the best pairing with this, but the meatball itself is okay. But I don't know that this, I don't know if the sauce mixes well with this particular wine. Let's try it with the pizza. The Pizza Hut pizza. And we'll check back in here with the chat. Yeah. Yeah, I like it with the pizza. It goes good with the pizza. I have some other pots to here, though. I have the ziti. Let's try it with the ziti. This ziti came from a party we attended earlier this evening with our good friends, Michael and Trudy. Michael and Trudy, by the way, who I'm going to toast here in a few minutes because it was an excellent party. And we were there. I hated to leave, but we had to be here time for to do the stream tonight. I didn't want to miss the stream, but it was a great party. We're going to try a little bit of the ziti, which, by the way, actually came from a place called Brooklyn. They had catered from Brooklyn Pizza down here nearby. Yeah, I like it. It kind of accentuates, because the ziti has a little meat sauce in it, and it kind of brings out a little bit of flavor with the meat sauce, and I think that this is okay with the ziti. Let's you know, I looked at, one more thing I'd like to try it with is I'd like to try it with this cheddar, the sharp cheddar, because a good wine needs a good cheese. And I would try this with that wonderful, wonderful. I would try it with that. Let me have another piece of that. I would try it with that wonderful, wonderful Trader Joe's Gouda, the creamy Gouda, but I don't have any more right now. So I'll try it with this instead. It works with the extra sharp cheddar. I don't know if I would try this with a light cheese, like a mozzarella or something, but it goes pretty well with that cheddar. I like that. Very good. Very good. It's a good pairing. We're going to have a little bit more of this. Let's get back to the chat for a moment, because that's where the action is. Let's see. She says, Rick has a lot of food to pair this time. He needs a bottle of pink drink later. Oh, well. I hope not. She's referring to Pepto-Bismol. I hope not. You know what? I had a lot of different foods to eat tonight. So it's possible my wife is much wiser than I in that respect. It's possible with all this food and the wine. It's possible. It might be the case. Jonathan says, got to get more Gouda, Rick. Yes, I do. I need to get more Gouda. Valley Hound says, let's see. Let me catch up with this. Valley Hound says, everyone needs to share Rick's show with their friends. Rick, my fee is very reasonable. Smiley face. Thanks. Valley Hounds, I do appreciate that. I really do. Happy anniversary to me and my wife. Today is 17 or 18 years. Wonder how it would pair with Rocky Mountain oysters. I'm not going there right now, but happy anniversary. 17 or 18 years. We're not sure which one. So back to the chat here. And if you're watching for the first time, don't be afraid to jump in. Don't be afraid to jump in. In fact, before we get to the birthdays toast tonight, I do want to remind everyone that next week we're going to have a special wine stream for the holidays, and I'm going to be giving away some things. And I'll talk more about that later, but we're going to be doing some giveaways. So be here for that and participate in the chat. And I'm going to base some of that on some of the participation. I will be randomly selecting people out in the chat for some of these giveaways, but you'll want to be here for that. You want to be here for that. And for those who have participated in those in the past, you've gotten those. Now, the one person that there was one person that was in a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to send her out a T-shirt, but she never responded about that. So if you're, and you know who you are, you can send me your address, a shipping address where I can send the shirt to, I can get that over to you. Back to the birthdays. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to celebrate the birthdays. And for those of you watching, and apparently everyone's at the Holderman's party watching this, or has been, if the party's still going on, it could very well be. But our good friends, Michael and Trudy, put on their annual Christmas party tonight. And they do this every year. And we have been celebrating for many, many years together. At their Christmas party, they have everyone over in the neighborhood, all their friends, and we go every year. We do our best to make it every year because they put on one phenomenal party. I really enjoy their parties. They have a lot of great food, a lot of great friends, a lot of great fellowshipping back and forth. It's just a great time by all. And through the years, they've been doing this for a long, long time. But we started attending when we first moved to Charlotte, and our kids were very young. And it's been a long, long time. Through the years, we've watched all our kids grow up, and people move away and come back, and it's just we've watched us all kind of grow older, and hopefully wiser. And it's just, and some of our friends there we only see about once a year or so when we have the party, but it's always sort of like coming home. Every year, so almost like coming home. And Michael and Trudy, great people. And as a matter of fact, Michael gave me a wine so that I could. And it's actually back here behind me. I don't know if you can see it. That one right there, that Malbec. We're going to try that. We're going to open that up in a couple of weeks. So Michael, if you're watching, be there for a couple of weeks. We'll open up that wine. We'll taste it and see how it is. We'll pair it with some foods and see how that works out. I'm anxious to try that wine because he told me about that last year at the party. He had some of that. He buys that every year, and he told me about it. And I think at the time, I think he gets that at Costco, and I think that's the only place where they get the wine, that wine. It's a house wine, and I don't really have a Costco card, so I wasn't able to pick it up from there, but he gave me a bottle this year, and I'm going to try it out. I tell you what, if I like that wine enough, I might just go out and get a Costco membership just to go pick up the wine. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. Anyway, I'm not drinking enough, right? All right, well, let's go ahead and do the birthdays. This glass is a little bit on the... Fix that glass a little bit. Okay, so let's do the birthdays. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my good friend Sean Yesner of Yesner Law, and a fellow podcaster. He's his birthday is tomorrow, Sunday, tomorrow. I want to say happy birthday, Sean. I'm not going to give away your age. Sean recently wrote a book, and it's back there. It's called Crushing Debt. It's back there behind me. Very good book. And he specializes in law related to debt relief and helping people managing and get out of their debt and deal with bankruptcy and things like that. So he specializes in that type of law. Very good book. I highly recommend it. Anyway, here's to you, Sean, my friend. Happy, happy birthday. And I hope you have many, many more. And I'll see you at PodFest 2020 in just a few months in March. We'll see you then. I also want to say happy birthday to an old friend, Ray. Ray and I worked together for a time. For a couple of years, when I first moved up here to Charlotte, had a job here for a little while in a call center and, doing some things there. And, Ray, and I met there, and I think he's out of the country now. I think he's in, Japan or somewhere. Anyway, Ray, here's to you. If you're watching now or later, happy birthday, because his birthday is Monday. And I also want to say happy birthday to my friend Bonnie. Bonnie Frank, who is also a fellow podcaster. And let's see, her birthday is Tuesday. And I want to say happy birthday to you, Bonnie. She does a nice, she does a podcast and she does some streaming as well. I say happy birthday to you, Bonnie. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at PodFest 2020 as well. Tommy and I both. One other person I would like to toast, because I'm thinking about him, is my old friend Jeff. Jeff Pierce from WOFL, my days at Channel 35 in Orlando. Jeff and I worked together in the film department, and an old friend of mine, and hadn't seen him quite a while, but I would like to see him again sometime soon. Anyway, Jeff recently had surgery. I won't go into the details of that, but I really didn't know at first. I heard about surgery, and then just as he was going in for it, apparently. And so he had some surgery done. He's doing better now. He's doing good now, from what I understand. The surgery was a success, and he's fine. He's recovering nicely, and hope he's back on his feet very, very soon. But here's to you, Jeff, my good friend Jeff Pierce. Here's to you, and I hope you have a very speedy recovery. And I'm glad the surgery was a success. Here's to you, Jeff. We have, now I know it seems like I'm speeding along a little bit tonight because usually I ramble on a lot. I'm trying to reduce that a little bit because I did have someone post something a few weeks ago saying that, you know what, this is too long. So I'm like, okay, let me see if I can shorten this up a little bit. Because we have gone, our longest stream has been about 2 hours, so I realize that is a long time. And I don't want to overstay my welcome on a stream every Saturday night. So we'll try to keep it a reasonable time. So what we have going on the chat right now, Jonathan says the Aldi Gouda is great as well. Really, the Aldi Gouda, I think I've walked in an Aldi once. We have one, a couple around this area, and then there's one in Rock Hill where I work on my day job. And I think I walked in there one time, and it didn't really, I don't know what really the appeal was that made it different from anywhere else. But I didn't purchase anything there. I just kind of walked in and walked out. I think probably use her bathroom or something while I was on the road. But I guess I'll have to go there and try it. The Aldi Gouda is really that good, huh, Jonathan? I might have to try that. Might have to go with your recommendation and give it a try. He says comes in pre-sliced cracker cuts. Oh, no. Okay, now pre-sliced Gouda cheese. That's something I could try. And it says Aldi's cheese selection is actually amazing. You know what? I just didn't give Aldi a fair shake because I was just in there and out, so I didn't really look around too much when I was there. But I think I'm gonna go. Maybe this coming week, I'll stop in and give it a look and look around their cheese section. Let's see what we've got. So I trust your recommendation on that, Jonathan. So I'll do that. I'll make a point to try that out this week, and then maybe I'll pick up a little bit of cheese from Aldi and we can try it. We can try it on next week's stream. How about that? Dana has joined us in the chat. Oh, my goodness. Dana, it's great to see you. Great to see you. My old friend Dana. Dana and I go way, way, way back, and we've had a lot of great times together when we were younger. We were in high school, and I've often talked about Dana in the past, talking about our days in high school and church and just palling around and doing some things. But my friend Dana... it's great to see you here in the chat. Stick around and tell me what you're up to. Let's catch up a little bit. Tell me how you're doing. I really want to hear more about you guys and what you are doing. Let's see what Valley Hounds is saying here. Let's see. He says, I need to get on Mike and Doodle's VIP list. Sean must be old based on the secrecy. But say this loudly: Happy birthday, Sean! Without the ramble, ain't no gamble. Well, that's true. I'm always gambling on this show, but thanks. Sean must be old based on. Actually, he's not. He's really not that old, and he has a fairly young family, but he's very accomplished. A very accomplished attorney. He's younger than me. I'll say that. He's quite a bit younger than me, but a really, really nice guy, and he really knows his stuff. But once again, happy birthday, Sean, on behalf of the Valley Hounds. Let's see what we got going on here in Twitch. Nothing much on Twitch. You know, to be honest, and I get on Twitch, and Twitch is really for the gamer set. I know, and they're really trying to change their platform up a bit. But I don't think there are enough people drinking wine on Twitch right now. I think it's still the young gamer set on there. We'll see. We'll stick around and keep doing it on Twitch for a while and see what happens. But I think most of the action happens on Facebook and YouTube here. But, you know, look, anybody in Twitch is watching, drop in, say hi, tell me how you're doing. And Tim has joined us in the chat. Tim, it's always good to see you. And how are you doing? How are you doing? And how's your daughter doing? And Tim's daughter, of course, she's an Instagram influencer. And she has her own thing going there. I think she has a nice career ahead of her. So Tim and I go way back to WFL as well. Jonathan says, Rick, your wine shelf is filling up. Plans for expansion? Funny you should ask because, you know, all of these wines in the back, just for background for those who are new to the wine stream. Let me get a wider shot here. All the wines in the back, these are wines that we have tasted, opened and tasted on the wine stream. Every single one of those. is a wine that we have tasted, except for the one up on top that we haven't tasted yet, but we will get to that in a couple of weeks. But all those other wines that are open, they are wines we've tasted in the past. This is our 40th wine stream. So you're looking at 40 bottles of wine back there. 40 empty bottles of wine. And what I'm doing here is every year, because we're coming up on our first year, fairly close to our first year. On our first year, what we do, what I plan to do is clear the shelf and start with the next year for the bottles of wine. Does that make sense? So what we'll do is every year, because there's no way that if I don't know how long I'll be doing this, but if we're having fun, we're doing this for a while. And that shelf is almost full, and I really don't have any more room to put up more shelves, to be honest. So I'm going to have to clear it off and then start for the next year. I don't like to use the term seasons. We're talking about that. It sounds so much like TV shows, and this is really not a TV show per se. This and an internet show. So I'm really going by years. Tim says, doing well. Thanks, Rick. And I'm glad you are, Tim. I'm glad you're doing fine. And once again, stick around and drink along with me. Gordon has joined us in the chat. Gordon, it's great to see you also. Gordon says, that's a great idea, Rick. Cheers to you and yours. Happy holidays. What will you be drinking on New Year's Eve? Well, Gordon, I'm glad you asked. Well, on New Year's Eve, to be honest, I haven't really picked anything else per se on New Year's Eve, but the weekend after New Year's, that's the regular Saturday night, I'm planning to open up that Malbec that's sitting in the back that was given to me by my good friend Michael, and we're going to open that up and try that out. Now, next week, I'll get to what we're going to be drinking next week, soon. A little bit later in the show, but I want to say that it's going to be a special show next week. We're going to have a lot of fun. Gordon, I hope you're going to be there. And Gordon, of course, is our resident podcast legal expert. He is also an attorney, like Sean is. And Gordon specializes in copyright law and trademark law and that sort of thing related to podcasting. So, in fact, Gordon, you were doing a boot camp today, right? There's a boot camp that you had going on today. I really couldn't participate in any of that today because I had too much going on, but I knew about the boot camp and, that's a great idea. I like that. I think more podcasters, new and old, need that type of a guidance. So I think a boot camp is an excellent concept. She says, Rick's collecting them for his retirement collection. LOL, pride. I'm probably going to move these to garage. I don't have the heart to throw them out, so I might move them to the garage. Gordon says, yes, we had a good time, very full of details, boot camp again next month, and then live at PodFest. Well, I'm looking forward to, if you're going to be doing that live at PodFest, Gordon, I'm looking forward to checking that out, getting in on that, let me know how that works, and I'll see if I can get in on that. I think everybody needs that. I think all the podcasters do. Without going into great detail, it's more and more I see in a lot of the discussions on Facebook and in other places that it just seems there's to be a lot of confusion in that arena, and I think there are a lot of podcasters really need that kind of guidance, especially in this day and age. With so much litigation going on and so many risks in this arena, I think that's a good idea. Gordon says, great, thanks for the plug. Love what you're doing with your show. Well, Gordon, I like what you're doing with yours, so keep up the good work. And yes, I do check it out, and I do watch your videos. Gordon is very knowledgeable in what he does. Let's see. We hit the birthdays. I kind of hadn't gone to the national days yet. I'm not going to go too deep into that, but there are a couple other things I want to talk about before the stream's over. but I did want to take a look at the national days for, one that happened yesterday. That was the 13th. It was National Cocoa Day and National Violin Day and National Day of the Horse. That was Senate Resolution 452. I'm not sure how long ago that happened, but apparently it was quite a while ago. National Day of the Horse. There's also Pick a Pathologist Pal Day. Pick a Pathologist Pal Day. But it was also National Guard Day, and I will drink to that. National Guard, you know, our National Guard, they perform very, very important services for our country. And oftentimes the National Guard will be there or will be called into service during times of an emergency, like a weather emergency, like a hurricane or something like that. And, kind of emergency where they need people there picking up the pieces after the fact and trying to help with those who are distressed after a natural disaster. Now, the National Guard is, of course, National Guard for our country and our borders, but they are there. They perform a lot of other services as well. So when they call out the National Guard to help out with some of those emergencies, national emergencies, these guys, and they're basically, a lot of them are people who are volunteers, retired, and I want to say volunteers are people who have been in the armed forces that have serve in the National Guard as well. They have people in the National Guard that I knew. There was a person I worked with who was in the, I believe, in the National Guard, and he would tell me, they would get dispatched to certain areas that and he'd be gone for a few days and that sort of thing. But they perform a lot, they do a lot of different things for us, for citizens, the citizens of this country. And here's the National Guard Day. I don't know that enough about the National Guard because I have never been involved in it. So I could be wrong about some of that stuff. But all I do know is that those who have who I've known in the National Guard, they get called out for stuff and they're gone for a while and they come back and sometimes they don't talk about it a whole lot, after they come back. So I can imagine it can be kind of stressful sometimes. National Salesperson Day, second Friday in December is National Salesperson Day. I'll drink to that. There are salespeople on our staff at Buy Two Way Radios. By the way, speaking of weather disasters and Buy Two Way Radios, of course, so for full disclosure, I work for Buy Two Way Radios. I talk about weather radios, and we're going to be giving one away next week, as a matter of fact, a weather radio. I have one of these sitting on my desk over here. But, if you need a weather radio or any kind of weather radio, you know that we do have a promo code for Buy Two Way Radios assigned to this show. It's called Wine Show. The promo code is Wine Show. You can purchase any radio or radio accessory, weather radios, whatever, and you can get 5% off your purchase from that. Now, I don't make anything off of that myself. I just get to keep my job. But it's just something that my boss said, here, you can give your viewers and your listeners of the of Drink with Rick and the Saturday Night Wine Stream a discount. So that's the promo code they have assigned to me. So use it. Everybody needs a weather radio. Everybody does. I have several in the house, as my wife can attest to. So December 14th, which is today, is National Bouillabaisse Day and National Alabama Day. Should we drink to National Alabama Day? I don't know. What do you say? What do you guys say? Say we should drink to National Alabama Day? Why not? It's National Alabama Day. Let's see. Valley Hound says, John's collection of wines. I'm sure John has quite a collection of wines, huh? And Valhound says, I'm just jealous. And I have a few more wines downstairs But those are full bottles, and I keep them downstairs in my wine fridge. So this is not the full collection I have. In fact, these are full bottles of wines here. And just for the grand tour, these are bottles of wine. These are bottles of wines that I don't touch, because those are that's in the section that's for wines that are that we don't drink. For lack of, I'll just say these are the wines that we don't drink. So, national days. I think that kind of covers national days here, and we could drink to one more national day. What's it going to be? I would say, National Monkey Day. I have no idea. I don't know. National Wreaths Across America Day. That changes annually, but December 14th, 2019. December 15th is National Cupcake Day. I'll drink to that, National Cupcake Day. I like cupcakes too much. National Cupcake Day. Bill of Rights Day. You know, it's a good thing we have the Bill of Rights. I'll drink to the Bill of Rights Day. And National Cat Herders Day. And National Wear Your Pearls Day. I don't have any pearls to wear. And that's for December 15th. That's tomorrow. And December 16th is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. I will drink to that. National Chocolate Covered Anything. How about chocolate covered chocolate? Yeah, I do like chocolate. In fact, I've tried a chocolate wine. We may open up a chocolate wine maybe for the holidays. We'll see what happens. I think that'll do it for the national days. I don't want to get too far into the bottle on the national days. There are a couple other things I do want to talk about, though. My good friend Ed Panis, who's a regular here, and some of you know him, some of the fellow podcasters know him. Ed Panis is a podcaster. He and his wife Shelley do a show called Selling Sarasota. They're from Sarasota, Florida. They're realtors. And Ed has, every year he participates in an event where are my notes here? I'm just writing. Okay, here it goes. It's the Tough Mudder. I don't know why I can't ever remember. I wrote it down because I can never keep that stuff in my head. The Tough Mudder of Central Florida and the Spartan Beast Race. He participates in this. The Tough Mudder is basically like an obstacle course kind of thing in a race through the mud that he does. And he does this for charity. He does this for the Florida Cancer Specialist Foundation. Now, his wife Shelley was diagnosed with cancer about a year or so ago, and from what I understand, she's okay now. But he has been participating in raising money for Florida Cancer Specialist Foundation in Florida, and it is a nonprofit organization. And he participated in this race, and he's been raising some money for it. I would like to say, and I think they're still raising money for him there, you can make a donation if you'd like to donate to the Florida Cancer Specialist Foundation. And you can put in 20, 30, 50, whatever you want. You can donate a certain amount, but you can go over there to the Florida Cancer Specialist Foundation and place a donation. I think his race is over, and I think he did pretty well in that. But I think that was a really good cause, and I want to raise a toast to my friend Ed, because I think that's a very worthy cause. Very worthy cause. Here's you, Ed, and Shelley. And I want to say that very good. Cancer is kind of that kind of hits home to me, because I had three of my family members that passed away from cancer over the years. My mom passed away from cancer when she was about 50, back in the early 80s. My younger brother, Tony, passed away from cancer back in it was some time ago, but it was too soon. It was too soon. I don't want to get too much into this, but my dad also passed away from cancer when he was 84 a few years ago. So I've lost three family members to cancer. We've had a concern since then about another family member. I get checked fairly regularly for that sort of thing, because apparently it does run in my family. So it's very personal for me, and that's why I'm sensitive to that. And you know, if you can, any opportunity that I can to help participate in that sort of thing, it's something that I think is worth participating in. Not mean to ramble on, but it's just... I don't want to say too much about anything, because this is a public stream, and a lot of this is, you know, some of this is rather personal for me, so I try not to get too far into it. But I do want to say that we did participate, and Tommy and I participated in something. We did a charity event, an event for charity last weekend. As a matter of fact, he attends CPCC and on a scholarship, and one of his requirements on the scholarship is to do some public service and some charity work, and he gets to choose what he wants to do. And this past weekend, one of the things that he wanted to do was to participate in this annual. Up here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, they do an annual, what they call the Holiday of Lights. And what they do is they take the speedway and they decorate the whole speedway area with lights. And then you can pay per car, per vehicle that you're in, get as many people crammed in there as possible. And you can drive onto the speedway, and they have it in a roval set up. A roval is like, instead of the regular oval, it's called a roval because you're kind of roving around, and it's in a different configuration from the standard racetrack oval. And you can pay per car load to get on the track, and drive around the track with all the lights and stuff going on, and the displays, and they have the activities for the kids and a lot of fun stuff. Well, what they were doing this year was Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina was collecting food donations at the start. And if you brought in five cans of food, or if you brought in five boxes of dry food to donate, you could get $10 off the admission to get into the gate, to get into the Holiday of Lights event. And they needed volunteers to collect to stand there at the gate and collect all the food and that sort of thing. And they were giving, it was very, very cool. It was very cool, by the way. So Tommy and I went to this, and of course I drove them up there. When I got there, there weren't that many. The volunteers most of them hadn't arrived yet. We were basically the first ones there. And I have a little more of this. So we went there, and there weren't a whole lot of people there yet. Nobody had really arrived. I think the food bank people hadn't really officially arrived yet, the people organizing that particular event. So we were very early. So I'm hanging around. I'm like, well, I don't have anything to do for 4 hours. And it was pretty cold outside. It was in the 40s, and we're outside, and the cars are going to line up, and we were supposed to collect the food. Well, Tommy was. So I didn't have anything to do for 4 hours. So I said, well, why don't I go ahead? And I said, look, you need more volunteers. I'll volunteer too. What the hey? I got nothing else to do. And it could be fun. And so they said, great, we'll put you in. So everybody else and the other volunteers arrived later on, but so I was just kind of in there with them. So they just volunteered, and we all just kind of did it, and it was a lot of fun. And Food Lion was there, they were kind of co-sponsoring some of that, and they were giving out coupons, and they were giving out ornaments and things like that to everyone who donated the food. Food Lion would give them some freebies, and that was our job. We would collect the cans and the food, and then we would give out to people in their cars, and we would give out the freebies, the free gifts. And I love giving out free stuff. I love giving away free stuff. As my bosses will attest to at work, I love to give away free stuff. So it was natural for me. I had a blast. Tommy and I both had a great time. It was just, you know, we're collecting food for the food bank, and we're giving out free items, and it was just a lot of fun. So that's what we did. That was last Sunday night. Well, after it was done for the Second Harvest, and we collected quite a bit of food for Second Harvest, by the way. It was a very, very successful event. When we were done, they had some of these ornaments and things left over. And I said, I was telling some people about the wine stream, and they would say, hey, you know, here's something you could take over and give away on your wine stream. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. So we have a few ornaments to give away. And these are really nice ornaments. Let me see if I can grab it over here. It's in the back. But it's one of these really nice ornament. Really large. Pretty good quality. And so we're going to give away. I'm going to give a closer shot of this thing. This is kind of cool. So I have about four of these to give away on the wine stream next week. So be there, be in the chat, and I'll give one away. I've got four of them to give away. So reason to be here, right? If not to see me drink wine, to get something free, a free ornament. Just time for the holidays. So there is one other thing that I want to mention. My son Tommy, also, I'm very, very proud of him. He's a good kid. And, you know, those of you who know Tommy, know he's also, particularly the podcasters out there, know that he's like I am. I've been podcasting for over 13 years. And my son, Tommy, is kind of second-generation podcaster, but he's almost in what they call an OG himself, because he's been podcasting for about 10 now. And he's been doing it for quite a long time, since he was a kid, since he was about 9 or 10 years old. And anyway, so he just got accepted. We're very, very proud of him. He just got accepted to Appalachian State University. And so we're very proud of him. He's going to be starting in, I think he has one more semester here at CPCC, and then he's going to be starting in fall of 2020 at Appalachian, which is up in Boone, North Carolina, up in the mountains. And of course, which works out fine for us, because we like to go up to Boone once or twice a year ourselves, because we love the area. It's a really nice area, and we always have a great time when we go up there. But we love the Boone and Blowing Rock area. So and we toured Appalachian State when we were there earlier this year, and really, really nice campus. Really, we were really impressed with the campus. It was bigger than I thought it was. I thought it was just a little school, but it's actually a bigger than I thought. So, you know, he's been accepted there. So congratulations to Tommy. I'm going to toast my son. Here's to you, Tommy. Lots of hard work, but you did it, son. You did it. Congratulations. We're proud of you. That's for my son, Tommy. We'll give him a special toast. Let's see what we've got going on in... Bellhound says, National Recyclable Baggie of Pet Poop Bag Day is next week, Tuesday. Okay, that's good to know. And he says, see you, Rick. Great show as always. Merry Christmas. And right back at you, Bellhound. Hate to see you go so soon, but you have a great... great week, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Be here next week for the giveaways. We'll do that. And I'm glad I reminded myself. We're going to try this before we go any further. We're going to end the stream a little early tonight, but before we go, I'm going to try my wife's cheesecake and see if it pairs with this wine. It's kind of a raspberry strawberry blend of this cheesecake. I don't know. I don't know if you can see this really well, but it is this right here. And she puts a really nice design on it. It's very, the cheesecake's very good. And she has a, I'm making a mess here. She has a Oreo crust that she puts together herself. She'll take a bag of Oreos or a package of Oreos and pound them to a pulp, and then she'll make a crust out of them and then make her cheesecake. So we're going to try this. Well, that's rich. It's good. It's good, but it's rich. I think one should suffice because I could feel the pounds coming on right now. Yeah, that'll put on some pounds. You eat too much of that with the wine, I should say. So anyway, I think that pretty much wraps it up for the stream tonight. I'm going to try to cut this short a little bit. It's been a long day. Once again, we had for those of you still at the Holdermans, their party, Michael and Trudy, we had a great time as always. And it was a great party. I enjoyed catching up with everyone there again. And looking forward to seeing them again very soon. And hopefully we won't wait till a whole year to make that happen. They're really, really good people. And we really enjoy their company every time we see them. I wanted to remind everyone, next week, once again, our show, the holiday show, I guess you could say, lack of a better term, happening on the 21st. We are going to be opening, and I don't have it up here tonight with me, but let me see if I have a picture of it somewhere. I know I've shown it before. Here it is. This is what we're opening next week. We've been a long time waiting, and Jonathan, you're still in the chat. I'm sure you'll be happy to see that. Matt, I'm sure that he'll want to check this out, but I am going to next week, for the holiday episode, open up the Escarlata. And I've talked about this wine a few times. I purchased this at Wine Store in Blakeney. I actually gave my friend Michael and Trudy, my friends there from the party, I gave them a bottle of this tonight. I had two bottles that I purchased. I gave them a bottle of this tonight. Because I have taste tested it when they did a tasting for it at Wine Store some months ago, and the wine really intrigued me. But Michael and Trudy got that bottle I was saving that I was saving basically for them, and I know they're going to enjoy this wine. I'm pretty sure they will. This is really. We're going to talk about this wine next year, next week. We're going to talk about this wine next week, and catch you up on it there. A little intriguing story with this wine, and we're going to test it, taste it. We're going to pair it up with some special foods, I think. Anyway, that's the Escarlata, and looking forward to opening that. I've been wanting to open it for quite a while. Just been waiting for the right time, the right moment. I think that next week is going to be the right time to do it. So I hope you'll join me for that. Charles has joined us in the chat. And Charles, it is awesome to see you here. It's awesome that you're here. I'm glad to see you. I hope you're doing well. I hope the family's doing well. I hope you're having a great holiday season. With Charles and Pete, also Pete's in the chat as well. Pete, I'm glad to see you too. My cousin Pete, please tell me how things are going with you and Denise and Aunt Connie. Jonathan says, Rick, you going to catch an Uber back to the Holdermans? I'd like to, but I think their party's about over then, unless someone over there can catch me up on the status of the party. But I think it's probably winding down about now. It's probably over about now. But I think it was a pretty awesome party. I think I'm good for the night. Once I've opened this bottle of wine, I'm good for the night. I will say, though, that earlier this evening I did have, I've got a minute to do this. I've got a minute. Every year, it's become kind of a tradition. Every year when we go to Michael and Trudy's place for their party, they put out a great spread, first of all. They really do. It's just they go all out. They put a lot of work into it. They go all out. It's very impressive. And I'm really, really grateful for what they do and the fact that we're invited every year to participate and to be part of it. It's an honor because they're great people. But one of the things he does, he puts out a lot of wine. He puts out a lot of his favorite, the Malbec that we're going to try in a couple of weeks. So I'm anxious to try this. But I didn't have any of the wine tonight because I was saving up for the wine stream because I was going to be driving. I did have a beer with dinner, but that was very, very early on. And then I switched to water the rest of the night, so I was fine. I did have one beer. But the one beer I had is a phenomenal beer. The one beer I had was the same beer that I have every year when I go there. It's become kind of a tradition with me. Every year, Michael buys the Samuel Adams holiday pack. And Samuel Adams, if you're not familiar, they put out a lot of great beers. But Samuel Adams, every year they put out they do their Oktoberfest pack where they put special beers in that, and they do a spring pack and all that kind of stuff. But every year they do a holiday pack where they'll put they'll package a lot of different beers. I think about one or two of each. I think about two of each in a pack or one of each in a pack in a special package. All their different beers that they brew for the holidays. And one of the beers that they do that is specific that you only find in that pack is a chocolate Bock. They do a Samuel Adams chocolate Bock. And I love a good chocolate Bock, but this one is really, it's chocolatey. It's a chocolate Bock, and it's a really good. Now, some people don't like the flavored beers. I get that. I understand. I happen to be one person who kind of likes some of the flavored beer. It depends on the beer. Depends on the brewery. Depends on how they're doing it. But this chocolate Bock is really good. I love it. It's very smooth. They use real cocoa in it, and it's just, as far as I know, and it's just really, really nice beer. So I make it a point because I know that he only gets a few of these packs, and so there's only like one bottle or two in each pack. So we usually get there early, and oftentimes we're fairly early on before the crowd has gotten there. So I usually am able to get, and like this year, we were one of the first to get there. So of course, all the beer was there, and I was able to get the chocolate Bock, and so I had my chocolate Bock for the year at the party. But that's kind of a tradition. It's like every year I go looking there for the chocolate Bock, and I get one every year. Over there, and I thank Michael for it. That's pretty awesome because it's pretty nice. It's a nice beer. That's from Michael and the chocolate Bock. Anyway, where was it going? Oh, I just want to mention that. That's what it was. So now after that, once again, I had water and I just switched to water. And because I wanted to just drive home and be completely sober, and just had the beer with dinner. I had it with dinner early on. Not a big deal at that point. But I purposely did not touch any of the wine or anything else after that point because I wanted to be able to – I wanted to drive home. And So I was waiting to get home to do the wine stream so I could open up this bottle. We've got halfway through the bottle. I think we're pretty much done for the night for the bottle of wine. But I'm a big believer in drinking responsibly and not drinking and driving, not texting and driving. And I've harped on that quite a bit in the past. And I really would like for all my friends to do the same, because I want everybody to be safe and sound. And, you know, I've lost a loved one to drunk driving. I've had a family member who was an alcoholic that put my life and lives of others in danger in the past, and it was not good. So that's why I do not. And I had a friend of mine from way back who wound up in a wheelchair. Pretty much for the rest of his life because of drunk driving. So I'm not a fan of drunk driving. I don't advocate for that at all. So if you're going to drink, I want you to drink with Rick, but drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, wherever you are, and stay there. And if you need to get home, take an Uber or take a Lyft, something like that. But don't drive yourself. Get a designated driver to do it for you. Okay? That's my message and disclaimer for the night. And I know I sound like a broken record sometimes. It's probably the time of the night where everybody says, oh, okay, I'm done, and clicks off me and goes to the cat videos or the dog videos or something. That's okay. But look, that's my message. I want to drive that home because I care about you. You're my friends. I care about you. And that's it right there. And I want you to be safe. I want you to stay safe. I want us all to be safe. I care. So that's why I harp on it. Anyway, so next week, once again, the holiday show, we're going to open up the Escarlata. We're going to give away some prizes. We're going to have a lot of fun. And hopefully you'll join me for that. I want to say thank you. It's time to close up the stream now, and we will do that. I want to say thank you very, very much for being here with me tonight. I want to thank everybody who's joining me in the chat. I want to thank Nancy and the whole group watching at Holderman's, if they're still there. I'm falling asleep by this time. And my lovely wife, Chi. And I want to thank Courtney for being here, and Jonathan, and Valley Hounds. Thank you for being here this evening. Always a lot of fun. Dana, I want to thank you for joining us in the chat. And Tim, I want to thank you for watching tonight and being here and joining in the chat. Gordon, thank you. I really appreciate you being here. And Charles, thank you for being here as well. And Pete. It's good to see you, Pete, as well, and I hope everyone's doing fine. I really appreciate all of you. This is what this show is about. Once again, it's not about me. It's a little bit about the wine, but really it's more about us and just getting together and just being together and having a great time and on a Saturday night. And I am honored that my friends are here. And everyone's joining me tonight and they're watching. And if you're watching later, if you can't catch it now, if you catch it later, I want to say thank you for catching me then, whenever watching me, whenever you do get a chance to watch or listening on the podcast. Of course, you know, you can watch me anytime. I am on the internet and at drinkwithrick.com. You can also catch me. You can watch later on YouTube. You can watch later on Facebook. I think Twitch keeps the recordings for 60 days. You know, you can also listen to the podcast. Comes out Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Monday nights, every Monday. And you can catch the podcast there. We're on Stitcher. We're on Blueberry. We're on wherever. We're on everywhere. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and all those places. You can hear us on all around. You can also, if you have an Amazon Echo, or you know, you can say Alexa, play Drink with Rick podcast, or you can also do the same thing on Google. We're on Google Podcasts as well. So you can hear me anytime, anywhere. But if you do drink with me, just drink from the comfort of your home. And of course, you can also contact me at rick@savoymedia.com anytime. But if wherever you are, please, drinking once again, be safe. Have a great week. Have a safe week. And join me again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.